Out of Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Dr. Clem Ward joining us once again as we talk about the implications of a Packer ban if it ever was inserted into law, such as being proposed right now by the Senate. Back on that in just a moment. Hey, neighbors, come on out to the Southern Plains Farm Show April 17th through the 19th, State Fair Park in Oklahoma City. You'll see all the latest in agriculture. Arrive before 12 noon, and you can register for the $1,000 early bird prize awarded every day of the show. Enjoy gentle horse training with Scott Daly. Over 300 exhibitors displaying over 1,000 product lines. Grab a ribeye sandwich at the Oklahoma Cattle Women's Booth, and be sure to register for a Hustler Mini Fast Track mower. It's the Southern Plains Farm Show, April 17th through the 19th, State Fair Park, Oklahoma City. See you there.
The Oklahoma Beef Incorporated Bull Sale is set for Thursday, March 27th at 1 p.m. at the OBI Test Station, 8 miles west of Stillwater on Highway 51. Currently, there are 135 Angus, 5 Simmental, and 4 Hereford bulls consigned for the sale. Each bull sold through OBI undergoes a breeding soundness examination. All bulls must index in the top 70% of their test group. For more information, call the OBI office at 405-744-9287.
Supporters of the so-called ban on Packers owning livestock has been championed, of course, in the Senate version of farm policy by Senate Chairman of the Ag Committee, Mr. Harkin of Iowa. Harkin and others argue that the idea of JBF Swift being able to buy the number 4 and the number 5 beef packers, as well as being able to buy the top feedlot entity in the country, cries out for the Packer ban to be put into the farm bill in its final version. Dr. Clem Ward says it's an interesting argument.
Well, that's a good question, and I don't know. I mean, along with the merger of the Packers, you know, they bought the feed yard, and most of those cattle from those feed yards were going to Swift anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, but they didn't own those cattle, I don't think. Most of those were custom-fed cattle. So the Packer ownership ban would probably ban them from owning the feed yards, but they could, you know, spin those feed yards off, and the cattle still would go there and go directly to JBS until we then come back and say, now we need to eliminate contracts as well. So eliminating the Packer ownership would be only one phase of this, and obviously the smallest phase. The Packer ownership is a much bigger issue in the hog industry than it is in the cattle industry.
Now, in the case of cattle, you mentioned contracts. This is, you know, this is one of those things that for those independent cattlemen, the folks that have belonged to the groups like RCAF and whatnot, have really yelled for a lot of years that they don't like those. They want to see an open, transparent market. Realistically, they're probably here to stay. But if anybody really took a run at those contracts, what would be the ramifications?
That would have some very significant ramifications, because most of the alliances that have sprung up in the 90s and in this decade rely on grid pricing, rely on long-term arrangements, and all of those are basically formula arrangements of some kind, formula contracts. So the contracting issue would be huge for the industry, and I think it would set us back in many ways. One of the nice things that came out of mandatory price reporting, and part of the drive for that was trying to get increased transparency in publicly reported markets, is that we have an opportunity to compare prices now with those formulas compared to the cash market, and we're not seeing much difference at all. So I don't think a lot of the, you know, special deals, special arrangements that some people thought were there in the formulas are really there at all.
OSU Ag Economist Dr. Clem Ward. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Beef Incorporated Bull Sale is set for Thursday, March 27th at 1 p.m. at the OBI Test Station, 8 miles west of Stillwater on Highway 51. Currently, there are 135 Angus, 5 Simmental, and 4 Hereford bulls consigned for the sale. Each bull sold through OBI undergoes a breeding soundness examination. All bulls must index in the top 70% of their test group. For more information, call the OBI office at 405-744-9287.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.